Welcome to Tech San Diego Spotlight. I'm Kevin Carroll, Executive Director of Tech San Diego, coming to you from technology's perfect climate, beautiful sunny San Diego. We have a great show today. I have Antoinette Meyer from Sandag's iCommute program on. Antoinette, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Happy to be here.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I have been talking to Sandag and folks about mobility for a long time and about transit being available to everyone in the community. My argument has been for years, it was really focused on some downtown. In the past couple of years, we've seen a real sea change in the way in which a lot of our regional planners see transit and mobility and taking a look at some of the major tech clusters, which is really good news. And I think iCommute should be is really just an extension of that. First of all, Antoinette, can you tell me what you do at Sandag and iCommute? And then we could maybe jump right into what iCommute is.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am the Senior Director of Regional Planning at the San Diego Association of Governments, Sandag. And one of my primary responsibilities is overseeing the long-range transportation plan for the region and all of our related planning efforts. But I spent a good part of my career as the manager of our iCommute program. And I'm really excited to be here today and feature some of the great work that program does.
First of all, I really want to thank Sandag for really focusing on tech centers in terms of mobility and transit. That's been a nice shift the past couple of years. So great job on what you guys are doing. So focusing on the iCommute program, you know, now is really the perfect time to talk about it, right? You have the price of gas going up. People are just starting to return to work. Employers are looking for added benefits and how can they help their workers. And so the timing to talk about any type of program that Sandag has to get workers to and from the office is certainly exciting. But tell us, give us the cliff notes on what iCommute is.
So iCommute is the historic name for Sandag's Employer and Commuter Assistance Program. We work with employers to encourage their employees to use transportation alternatives like transit, carpool, vanpool, walking and biking. And all of this is to help reduce traffic congestion and improve air quality by reducing greenhouse gas emissions. To do this, you know, we work with employers of all sizes, hundreds of employers across the region. We help them to develop customized commuter benefit programs for their employees. And what commuter benefits are really incentives or subsidies for using a transportation alternative to driving alone. And we have a number of incentives that we offer to employees through their employer, things like our vanpool program, our tri-transit program. We have a guaranteed ride home program. You know, we help employers develop telework policies and implement programs around telework. We recognize that there isn't really one option that works for everyone. So we have a suite or a menu of options that help employees make that choice to do something other than drive alone to work.
Yeah, I think having that flexibility, especially for tech workforce, would be important. It also, you know, as you're talking about it and explaining it, it seemed that it'd be much more efficient for you to go through the employers rather than trying to hit individuals. Has that been a focus, trying to go to the employers and having them reach out to their employees?
Absolutely. Like, we're happy to offer up our programs to individual employees, but certainly the easiest way to reach commuters is through the employers. So we definitely target some of the largest employers in the region. You mentioned the tech clusters. That's definitely a focus for us. And then those employers who are willing to work with us, we work hand in hand with them to develop the right programs for their employees. And then we work with them to actually roll those out, enroll employees in those programs and help employees make that decision to try another commute. You know, we're all creatures of habit and it can be really hard to change your commute. People like the idea of transit, but actually trying transit can be really difficult. So we're there to support employees through that transition.
Well, and I think when most people think about transit, they just, you know, think about a bus that comes every 2 hours. And I think, as you've explained it, it's much, much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And transit is getting better all of the time. There are some areas that aren't well served by transit, but that's not the only option. You know, there's carpool, and we offer carpool matching assistance. We have a really great vanpool program for long distance commuters that don't have great access to transit. And that is for 5 to 15 employees to commute together in a van that they lease from one of the vendors that we contract with. And then we offer $500 a month to offset the cost of that lease. And so we also offer 600 now for electric vanpools. That's a new offering that we have, a new vehicle type that we have. They're actually Teslas, which is pretty cool. But the vanpoolers report to us that they spend usually less than $100 a month on their commute. And oftentimes employers are willing to chip in, and then it's really nothing, no cost to the employees for that commute option. You know, for some people, walking and biking is a great option if you live close enough to work. E-biking is making it even more possible for people, and we're really excited. This fall, we're going to be launching a new e-bike incentive program, and we're hoping that we'll have a lot of people who are interested in giving that a try.
Well, I think as you know, again, I think the cost, one of the factors, hopefully that not hopefully, but I think one of the factors is driving up, you know, people asking these questions about the assistance is, you know, certainly the price of fuel we've seen has rocketed up the past few months. So how receptive, when you go into employers, how generally kind of how receptive are they to accepting all these kind offers that Sandag have?
You know, it really depends, but to your point, right now they're much more receptive because many of them are getting ready to bring employees back to work after, you know, a couple years of telework at a time with, you know, not only gas prices being high, but the cost of everything is higher. So commuters really are looking to be able to save money. So we market it to employers as a really low cost addition to their benefit package. And, you know, in this market where it's really difficult to attract and retain quality employees, it can help make a benefits package a little bit more competitive. That's one of the ways we get the foot in the door and start talking to employers. But oftentimes employers also have things like parking issues. And so, you know, they're looking for ways to address those parking issues, and we can help them out with that as well. Sometimes what motivates an employer is their environmental goals. They're looking for ways to reduce their carbon footprint, and certainly reducing greenhouse gas emissions from transportation is one way that they can do that. So it really depends upon the employer's goals. We have programs that can help them achieve various goals.
Yeah, you know, I think, and one of my arguments has been over the years of Sandag is that the tech workforce is very progressive, not in the sense of on a political spectrum progressive, but in progressive in terms of, you know, wanting to, you know, thinking about the environment and the impact that single driver vehicles have and, you know, being part of the solution. So I do think, you know, there are transit opportunities for the tech workforce. It's nice to see Sandag respond to that in a positive way. Always more to do, right? And of course, one of the challenges in a lot of these business parks, which I've briefed Sandag on, is, you know, the really challenge of going into these business parks, and you know, that's why I think the van pools and carpooling and some of the other ways. Are you getting to the point to where you're thinking about some of the off script a little bit from my commute, but any of the autonomous vehicles are starting to pop up, especially the slow moving ones in some of these business parks?
Absolutely. That's a big part of our long-range transportation plan. We have a major emphasis on what we call flexible fleets, and that's really shared, connected, autonomous, electric vehicles of all shapes and sizes, from bikes and scooters that are shared on up to, you know, micro transit, which is really what you're getting at. We've done some pilot projects. We're planning several pilot projects that'll launch later this year. But micro transit really does help address some of the needs that you're talking about with business parks that aren't very well connected to transit today. So they provide last mile, first mile connections, which in many cases are last 3 to 4 mile connections to and from transit, but they can also be, you know, a solution for getting around those communities that are really difficult to serve with your traditional, you know, fixed route bus or rail service.
Yeah, I like that term, microtransit. I hadn't heard that before, although that's exactly what it is. It's that last quarter mile, right? Geez, you go up to Palomar Airport Road and, you know, people are flying at 70 miles an hour and really can't ride a scooter down some of those roads. So it's going to be interesting to see how Sandag addresses the business parks. You know, we don't have these big buildings that have 15,000 employees in them, right? We have, you know, 40 employees here, 50 employees here. They're scattered all over the place. So it's really going to be a challenge, I think, for Sandag to address this. And it's nice to see that it's not, it's focused in several areas, right? It's not just, again, it's not just, you know, the bus that comes by every 2 hours. Do you see any dramatic changes in the next, you talked about some of them, but, you know, if we talk in a year, is anything going to be different, do you think, in terms of mobility for the region, especially the, you know, the tech centers, you know, Sorrento Valley, Kearney Mesa, UTC, Palomar Airport Road, et cetera?
Yeah, I think you're definitely going to see more of these types of services. Like I mentioned, the microtransit services, they really help us with a short-term solution while we're working on these longer-term transportation options. You know, rail can take 10, 15 or more years to plan, design, and build. We can't wait that long to provide mobility solutions and transportation solutions. So we really feel like flexible fleets, microtransit are a great option to fill gaps that exist today in the transportation system. But if you take a look at the plan that our board adopted, our 2021 regional plan in December, you'll see that we're making a heavy investment in transit. And a big focus for us was really connecting these large employment centers where people have few options today, but to drive. So we're making those connections in different ways. Sometimes it makes sense for, you know, a light rail extension. We also have new commuter rail services, and commuter rail is the higher speed rail, like subway type services that operate above ground or below ground. We have what we call our next generation rapid buses, and these are buses that operate in like a dedicated lane or get priority at transit signals through connected vehicle technology to make them a little bit more competitive and reliable. So over the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to be seeing a lot more public transportation options that are context specific, right? That work for the neighborhoods and the communities that they serve.
Well, certainly being from Tech San Diego and representing the tech community, I would like to think that there is a solution that technology has in a lot of these mobility. And I am pretty optimistic that some of these will be figured out. So let's go back to iCommute for a second. So if you're an employee, if you're just a worker, where do you go for iCommute? And then after that, tell us if you're an employer, where you should go. So kind of as an individual, where you should go. And if you're an employer, where you should go.
Well, you can both start at the same spot, and that's sandag.org/iCommute. And that is, you know, a complete and comprehensive overview of both the services that we offer to commuters and the services that we offer to employers. But if you're an employee and your company isn't already participating, I would encourage you to talk to them about offering a commuter benefit program. I do want to give a shout out to some Tech San Diego members, though. We have a program called the Diamond Awards that acknowledges employers who have partnered with us at iCommute and who offer really outstanding commuter programs that are making a big difference in reducing traffic congestion. And we've got quite a few Tech San Diego companies that received Diamond Awards in 2021. So Verimatrix, SDG&E, Dexcom, Cooley, Qualcomm, those are, you know, a handful of the companies that participate with us already. So thank you, Tech SD companies.
Thank you. And I know recently we partnered to get the word out on iCommute. We've sent out our, you know, a lot of social media on it. We've sent out some emails, including our newsletter. And we also have an HR roundtable, which we're going to get you or one of your lieutenants in front of to talk about the iCommute program. Again, we're going to do everything we can to make sure this is a success. I've been a big proponent of mobility for the tech community. That, you know, mobility and transit is for everyone, right? It's not just for one community, or it should be for everyone. We all pay taxes. You know, some of these are subsidized. So again, I highly recommend if you're an employee, go to your HR boss and have them do this, or, you know, do it on your own. But certainly it would be nice to see more employees take advantage and, you know, get people off the one car, one vehicle, one trip type of thing. Antoinette, before we leave, is there anything that we didn't talk about or anything else you want to promote or talk to us about that maybe we didn't get to?
Yeah, I mean, maybe to give a little more of a plug for employers for joining, there's a cost savings for employers as well. If they offer a pre-tax commuter benefit, which is very similar to like a health spending account, they can save money on payroll taxes while their employees save money on their commute. So I just wanted to plug the fact that, you know, it's not only a great benefit for employees, but employers can save money on these programs as well. So we look forward to working with more Tech SD companies in the future. Reach out to us again, iCommute or sandag.org/iCommute is the place to go to get more information.
Well, thank you, and really, truly thanks, Sandag, for really kind of refocusing these past couple years on the big employment centers. That's really nice to see, and I can't underestimate. I know Ray Major, and I speak to him often, and the team, and you know, everyone from the top down has done a really good job at kind of reorientating, you know, the regional transportation and mobility needs to where the people work, and understanding where they work and where they live, and how to make that connection. So, congratulations to Sandag. We're big supporters of it, and let's get more people signed up for iCommute and get more people on this.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin.
We will see you next time at another Tech San Diego Spotlight. Go to techsandiego.org to learn more about Tech San Diego, or go to YouTube and type in Tech San Diego, and we come up first, and you can watch all the great Tech San Diego YouTube videos. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
TSD Spotlight is hosted by Tech San Diego's Executive Director, Kevin Carroll. We want to thank Antoinette Meyer of Sandag for joining us today. Sandag is a transportation and planning agency dedicated to improving quality of life for the San Diego region's 3+ million residents. With an employee group about 300 strong, they work for their board of directors, mayors, city council members, county supervisors, and other leaders representing the jurisdictions within the San Diego region and neighboring areas. They play the important role of making policy decisions that shape the future of the region. iCommute is powered by Sandag and in cooperation with the 511 Transportation Information Service. iCommute is a transportation demand management program for the San Diego region. iCommute encourages use of transportation alternatives to help reduce traffic congestion and greenhouse gas emissions. Tech San Diego is proud to see so many members using iCommute. Since 1994, Tech San Diego has provided a unifying voice for San Diego's technology community, fostering growth and business acceleration through collaborations between industry, education, and government. We support members from all sectors of the technology industry, including cybersecurity, big data, robotics, SaaS, biotech, healthcare, Internet of Things, defense, telecom, and more. Learn more about us at www.techsandiego.org. Producers for Tech San Diego Spotlight are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva. TSD Spotlight is recorded remotely and edited by Hypable Impact. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure to like, follow, and share.